urgency. This is urgent business. It's not just whatever. It's urgent. It's urgent. There's some urgency here. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable. I like it when it's favorable, but sometimes it will be unfavorable. Whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Whether it is welcome or unwelcome. And then finally, in verse 7, Paul said, fight a good fight. Now, what does it take to fight a good fight? For the church, for the pastor, for the individual Christian, what does it mean for you to fight a good fight? I remember being in high school one time when this one guy started to fight and this other guy ended it. That's not a good fight. I've seen some of those fights, I've been in a couple of them, where there was two licks hit. One guy took a swing, made a lick, and the next lick was on the ground. He hit the ground. That's not a good fight. A good fight is whenever you start and you stay with the stuff. You stay with it. You stay with it when things are not convenient. You stay with it when people are not liking what you're doing. You stay with it whenever people are trying to get you on their side because they have an agenda to try to follow through, and their agenda is not right, but they want to buddy up with you because they want you to be on their side, Brother Nathan. And you cannot do that. You got to be on the side that God is on. You got to be on the side that God is leading. And I'm not a very good hand at this. Maybe I shouldn't even be saying it because I'm not much of a hand at it. But to be able to say it to your buddies as well as those that are against you. Same word. Same word. You can smile and say it. And I think that's the best way to do it. The good fight is a fight of faith. It's a fight of faith. It's not what you can muster. It is the fight of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's a spiritual fight. There's a spiritual warfare going on. And this fight is a fight of faith in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12. Secondly and lastly. No, wait, I think I've got one more page. No, it's not lastly. I thought I was getting done awful quick. It's not lastly. It's not lastly. The good fight of faith is a fight that is not compromised. It's not where we compromise our faith or surrender to the enemies. And many, many churches and pastors have done that. How do I fight the good fight of faith? I want to just give some suggestions. Nathan, fight only those battles that will make a difference in eternity. Now here's an old boy that don't know how to do that much. And how many times have I exhausted myself over an issue that doesn't matter? Just so I could have my way. exhausted myself over an issue that's not going to make any difference in eternity so that I could have my way. Don't do it. And church, don't you do it. Look over at 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Look at verse 8. Be sober. I don't think we're going to have to worry about Nathan being sober. That's not what that means, is it? There's a sincerity here. Sober-minded. Be vigilant. Watch. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And then, know, and this is not an easy thing, Ephesians, the 5th chapter, know what the will of God is in your life. And your family is going to depend on you knowing what the will of God is in your life, because every decision you make is going to have an effect not only on the church, but it's going to have an effect on your own family. Don't let people take advantage of your wife by giving her a bunch of jobs that some other woman in the church ought to be doing. Don't let people take advantage of your kids, and always stand up for them. Don't let the deacon's kids pick on them. Don't let other kids pick on them. Don't allow them to be the object of some kind of bully. And don't let your wife be the object of some kind of bully in the church. Stand up against those bullies in the church. Those old codgers that think they're in charge. I've always run this show and I'm going to continue to run this show. Stand up against them. And stand up against them with the word of God. And if you do that, God will put you in charge. And they'll get mad and leave and go somewhere else. And you won't have them to deal with, and they won't be standing in the way of the church growing. And that's not an easy thing to do, but nearly every church has some of them. And I've outlived most of them here. And I think God's given us a good group of deacons and a good, for the most part. No, I'm going to take it. God's given us a good group of deacons and God, men that love the Lord. And I want to pray that for Brother Nathan, that God will put some men around him, what I've had around me, that love Jesus and they want what Jesus has for the church. Ephesians 5, and look at verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly. That's a big old word for me. But it means cautiously. Be cautious. And boy, I'm preaching to myself this morning. I can use caution now. A lot of times I shoot from the hip when I shouldn't be shooting from the hip. Cautiously. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now I want to close with a reading from the Message translation, Eugene Peterson's translation. And he didn't want this to be called the Bible, but just some explanation or not necessarily a translation. And I've listened to his testimony, and I like the way he puts that. So he puts it more in our common terms, and he says he's back in 2 Timothy now, And he says, I can't impress this on you too strongly. God's looking over your shoulder. Christ himself is the judge with the final say on everything, living and dead. He's about to break into the open with his rule. So proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch. Challenge, warn, urge your people. Don't ever quit. Just keep it simple. You're going to find that there will be times when people will have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill up on spiritual junk food. Now I want to tell you something. It doesn't have to be something new. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be something new. It could be something that's been going on for decades. And because it's been going on for decades, people think it's the Word. And it's not. Catchy opinions that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their backs on truth and chase mirages. But you, keep your eyes on what you're doing. Accept the hard times along with the good times. Or it doesn't say good times, it just says good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servant. Brother Nathan, we love you. And we wish the very, very best for you and your family. And I'm going to give you the rest of the time. Thank you.